That was Veinte Minutos by Lisa Morales from her new record Luna Negra and the Daughter of the Sun, performed live during this past weekend's 48th birthday bash for your community radio station, KPFT, at the Heights Theater. The event, like most events for KPFT, was a fundraiser, and it had a full bill of artists, each performing 45-minute sets of independent music that fits the type of music programming the station offers. That is to say, there was a lot of variety heard by fans of the station during the benefit concert. The event featured performances from the mastermind DJs behind the long-standing Generation Radio show on KPFT, as well as performances by Folk Family Revival, Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines, Lisa Morales, the Peterson Brothers, Ruthie Foster, and Kevin Russell. On March 1st, 1970, KPFT began broadcasting here in Houston, and, believe it or not, some of the old-timers that started the station are still active at the station. I found a few of them at Sunday's benefit concert.
My name is Larry Snellings. I've been doing things at the station since March of 1970. I'm an old timer around here. I'm one of the old hippies that helped start it.
Snellings said he loves the variety of KPFT and its commitment to full and accurate reporting.
It's nice to hear something other than the rose-colored stuff that comes on the corporate stations, to hear the truth instead of the whitewash.
Snellings believes in the station so much, he even donated one of his prized babies to the station. You see, he told me he's one of the sponsors of the upcoming car show on May 27th at Zoom Barrel over there off Kirkendall, and his company donated the pickup truck that is being given away. It's a 1977 Chevy C10 Stepside. It's a street rod with a brand new motor and a racing cam. Snellings told me the truck's worth about $12,500 and the raffle tickets are $5, and you need not be present to win. And you can buy a raffle ticket for a chance to win this truck at kpft.org. At the KPFT birthday party, I also spoke to Hank Lamb, one of the current co-hosts of The Prison Show, heard every Friday night on KPFT. And he told me how he got started at the station back when he was 13.
I fell in love with KPFT when I was 13 in 1970. They'd been on the air a few months. I didn't even know about it. And a friend of mine who was 12 years old, and at the time FCC license was required for DJs. He was the youngest DJ in the country, William Alexander Roper, Bill Roper. And he had a show on Saturday morning. It's a half-hour show called Kid Power. Brought me down. I looked around, saw what was going on. With my 13-year-old understanding, I thought, this is very cool. So I got involved. I fell in love with it.
Well, I know we can make it. I know darn well I'm going to work it out. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Good God Almighty, gonna work it out, work it out. Well, I was talking to my mother. I was talking to my brother. I was thinking about my sister. Thinking, Lord, thinking, Lord, thinking, Lord. I was thinking now, I know we can make it. I know darn well we're gonna work it out.
That was Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines performing during the concert this past Sunday at the Heights Theater. While I was there, I also spoke with Shannon McKerchie, who told me what KPFT means to her.
It's pure. It's non-commercial. You don't have live reads right after you talk about something important that dilutes the meaning of what your message. It actually empowers the people to have a voice. You have access to a studio, and you have access to bringing the message to the people. You can't find a station with as much heart as KPFT.
McKerchie is a KPFT supporter and a former staff member. I also spoke to Stacey Davis, who, full disclosure, is part of the People's News Collective, which works every week to produce this local news broadcast. We're all volunteers. If you'd like to join us, hey, email news@kpft.org. But anyway, Stacey explained to me why she has volunteered at the station for so many years.
I learn a lot there. I learn a lot about radio, which is a medium that I absolutely love, and radio is an intimate medium that I fell in love with, and I want to continue on in the medium of radio. And despite having other careers, this has always been my love, so I'll keep doing it.
I also saw Dwayne Bradley there, a longtime KPFT volunteer, staff member, and programmer who probably doesn't need much introduction on this station. I asked him what his favorite thing about KPFT was.
I cannot... That's a super unfair question. There's most of my life has been wrapped up around KPFT. I started volunteering there when I was 19. I just turned 64.
Bradley said he thinks KPFT is representative of Houston, one of the most diverse cities in the country.
It's an amazing community. It's very representative of the greatness that is Houston, this amazingly diverse picture of a city, and it's great to be part of.
I also spoke with Stu, who was volunteering to help KPFT before it even began broadcasting.
Stu, how about you? How long have you been volunteering for KPFT?
Since 1969.
1969, is that almost the beginning?
It was right at the beginning. I was involved in I'm a Unitarian and was highly involved in the youth group at First Church Unitarian on Fannin. And we sold subscriptions to the station before the station ever got on the air. I don't know if I would even be in Houston if KPFT wasn't in Houston. Because I love the people that hang out at the station. I love the movement. I love the idea of especially of free speech and uncensored music. Not totally uncensored, but people don't tell us what to play. The DJs, which we call programmers at KPFT, that's the people who choose the music. And nobody tells them what to play. Except for me, for some reason. No, I'm only kidding. But that's why I like it. It's really community radio.
Stu has a new show on KPFT heard on Fridays, 12 to 2 p.m., right before the People's News. It's called Stu's Brew. Check it out. So now, all together,
happy birthday
KPFT.
Here's to 48 more years.
For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moeller.
Happy birthday, KPFT.
A red man married a snow white maid. And all their kids are a copper shade. And you know, it puzzles me every day and every night. Will the children's souls be red or white? So tell each other.